In Alex Garland's new novel, a patient is trapped in his own mind, trying to awaken from a coma. Garland has alternated between writing screenplays and novels for the past 8 years. With The Coma, he does both. From New York, Tom Vitale has the story.
Alex Garland writes about desperate characters in exotic locations, and all of his stories have a hallucinatory tinge. His first book, The Beach, is set in a seeming island paradise in Southeast Asia, where things go terribly wrong for a community of young drifters. His second novel, The Tesseract, is a jigsaw puzzle of a story that follows its hero as he flees from a gang of Filipino drug dealers. Garland also wrote the screenplay for the surreal film 28 Days Later, about a man who wakes up in a London hospital to find the city evacuated and overrun by blood-spouting zombies.
It's Mr. Bridges.
Where you been?
This is Dawn. They live 4 doors down.
Were you bitten? Oh. Did any of the blood get in your mouth?
The 34-year-old British writer's new book, The Coma, takes place in the unreal world of inner consciousness. Garland says the novel grew out of his fascination with narrative compression in screenplays.
That directness and brevity and economy. And really that's where the story or the concept began. And then I had to find a story that I felt was suitable for that and came up with the idea of the story of a coma, which is told from the point of view of the patient.
The patient is a man named Carl, who was beaten into a coma at the outset of the novel by muggers on a London underground train. The rest of the story takes place inside Carl's head, as he has a series of surreal encounters with people and places he knew in his waking state. Alex Garland says, in fact, most coma patients have nothing at all going on in their brains. What he wanted to write about was the fragmented stories in dreams.
There are these regular narratives that we access every night that get lost when we wake up and can't really be revisited or described in any kind of meaningful way.
In The Coma, Carl is repeatedly frustrated in his attempts to piece together his own story. Once he realizes he's in a coma, he spends the rest of the novel trying to wake himself up. In one scene, he asks a record store clerk to play a song from his early childhood.
A wash of half-memories hit me, sitting on the floor, looking up at my dad, a tall and shadowy presence by the stereo, a machine that was mysterious to me and positioned beyond my reach, outside of my line of sight. The feeling of nostalgia was so strong I half expected to wake up there and then. And perhaps I might have, if something strange hadn't happened to the tune.
Good golly, Miss Marley! Sure like the ball! Good golly, Miss Marley! Sure like the ball! Good golly, Miss Marley!
Although I can't really understand how, the passage of music that had been played seemed to loop directly and seamlessly back to the point where it had begun. No sooner than Little Richard completed his short chorus than he was singing it again.
Bernadette Murphy reviewed The Coma for the Los Angeles Times. She says the fast-paced 200-page novel takes the reader inside a character's head, but lacks the depth of character found in denser novels.
The writing was beautiful, and the looking into the question of consciousness was fascinating. But I would warn people, if you're a lover of traditional novels that take their time and sort of unfold at a leisurely pace, it will be a change to read it. It does feel more like watching a film in the speed with which things unfold.
Alex Garland started out writing stories to accompany the comic strips he drew in college. He says that a well-written screenplay is every bit as provocative and compelling as a good novel.
I saw a review of The Coma the other day, just before I flew out here, which said, we had assumed that Alex Garland had been lost to film. The idea of being lost to film makes me want to kind of walk into the book's pages, grab the guy and throw him out of a window, because it's offensive to every writer who works hard in film.
Take Garland's screenplay for 28 Days Later. On one hand, it can be seen as just another zombie flick. On the other hand, Garland says the destruction of England in the film is a valid, interesting, and even cathartic idea.
Taking a country like Britain, a paranoid country at a paranoid time, whether the paranoia comes from terrorism or mad cow disease or any of the various reasons we've distrusted our government, and turn it on its head and make it a place that is quarantined and alone and destroyed.
Alex Garland says one reason screenwriters don't get the respect accorded to novelists is that so many other people collaborate on a film that often little remains of the writer's original vision. Garland says he wasn't happy with the Hollywood version of his first novel, The Beach, starring Leonardo DiCaprio.
My name is Richard. So what else do you need to know? Stuff about my family or where I'm from? None of that matters. Not once you cross the ocean and cut yourself loose, looking for something more beautiful, something more exciting. And yes, I admit, something more dangerous.
I think I felt like I'd been run over by a truck and didn't really know what was happening. Suddenly the need, this is something you don't get in books, the need to recoup millions and millions and millions of dollars and so changing endings and restructuring things.
As a novel, The Beach was an international bestseller, successful enough to allow Garland the freedom to write far less conventional novels. But Garland says it's an opportunity that won't last forever.
I think that at a certain point, publishers are going to say, all right, that's enough of this experimentation stuff, not least because my career is almost inevitably going to follow a pattern of dwindling book sales. And I think at the point where I'm not allowed for what are effectively business reasons to keep experimenting, I don't think I'll be one of those writers who continues. I think I'll probably just stop at that point and do something else.
For now, Alex Garland says he's writing a screenplay for a sci-fi film called Sunshine. And when he's done with that, he'll probably start another novel. For NPR News, I'm Tom Vitale in New York.